I'm at the Stockwood Discovery Centre in Luton, where a press conference has been held this afternoon on the theft of the Wenlock jug. It was taken around 11 o'clock on Saturday night, and joining me now is Karen Perkins, Director of Museums. Karen, this must be a devastating thing that's happened.
It's awful. It's one of our most prized possessions in the collection. It's important not only to Luton but to the museum, all the people who worked so hard to secure the £750,000 a few years ago to stop it from leaving the country. So to lose it like this is a really harsh blow.
And what can you tell us about what happened Saturday night?
All we know is that an individual broke in shortly after 20 past 11 on Saturday night, climbed over the fence, smashed through the entrance to the museum and used what we think is a drain cover from somewhere in Stockwood Park to smash through the high security glass case. They removed the jug and left by the same way they came in, through the front door, and threw it over the fence into the bushes and recovered it. I made off with it.
This person was able to easily get into the Discovery Centre, pick up this incredibly heavy jug and make off with it. I mean, are you surprised at how quickly they were able to do that?
I'm incredibly surprised how quickly. You know, we have modern-day approved security systems in terms of our alarms, our vibration alarms within the case. The case itself is a very high-specification case, 13.4 millimetres of laminated glass. It's one of the best you can get. Yet this perpetrator, it was no real barrier to him. So we really seriously have to look at the specification of all our cases now and say, are they really good enough to look after the rest of the objects?
This object, it was very precious, as you say, and it was one object that there's only three of in the country.
That's right. It's one of three that are known. There's one in the V&A and one in the British Museum, but it's unique because it actually references my lord. It says my Lord Wenlock around the body of it, and Lord Wenlock was an important nobleman in the late 14th century, late sort of 1390s to 1410. In Luton. So very, very local reference, whereas the V&A and the British Museum's ones aren't actually related. We don't have a story that ties them to a person with local significance. So it really is that unique.
Is it possible that, as it was the only object that was stolen from the Discovery Centre, that it was planned?
I think there's either two reasons why this object could have been stolen. The obvious one is that it was a chance grab, and someone thought they could melt it down for its bullion or its sort of metal value, but it was a bronze alloy jug. It's not actually worth anything in its meltdown value, if you like, a few pounds. Its value is its important historic connection to Luton and its national significance. That's why it was worth £750,000 when we purchased it. In many ways, I hope that the latter is true. I hope that they do recognise its importance, because then there's a chance that it's not destroyed.
You do have an exact replica with us now. Do you wish that you'd put that in the case instead of the original?
I think the replica that we've got, which is an exact replica, it shows how heavy and how grand this jug was. We had that made for use for handling sessions with schools and community groups. Putting a replica on display is not what museums are about. They're about authentic objects with authentic stories and their connection to the local people. I think that is not something we would ever do. Of course, in hindsight, we would love for this to have happened when the jug, you know, was out on a loan or being studied, and we could have been sat here today going, ha, you thought you got the real thing, but you didn't. But we all like to live with a bit of hindsight. But no, the reality is that if we got the jug back tomorrow, we'd be looking to get a new case, a better case, a higher security system, and we'd be putting it back on display.